rojo, César, rojo, César.
I don't believe in Santa, Satan or condoms. They all have one thing in common. A thing the white man invented to block what nature intended. If you got love, my people, just send it. And all that hocus pocus, just end it. Cause you are the light of the world. The way and the truth is within you as well. I'm sticking to my... I don't believe in Santa, Satan or condoms. They all have one thing in common. A thing the white man invented to block what nature intended. If you got love, my people, just send it. And all that hocus pocus, just end it. Cause you are the light of the world. The way and the truth is within you as well. I'm sticking to my nature. The way I'm made is so major. I got every answer in me. I just gotta ask cause I walk to the danger. Open up my ears and my fears all go. See so clear, my eyelids closed. Only Lord knows I've been afraid of the dark, but that's where I found my sparking. I don't march or protest. If I want change, I grotesquely change myself. Niggas saying please don't shoot. Tell that bitch to grow testes. I've been here for years. Plus I got eyes and ears. Don't tell the devil to come bless me. When I was born, I sucked breasts, so I know that God gives me necessities. Stop that begging, stop that billing. Make a killing, then you kill him. Fuck your feelings, they won't stop killing. Shit ain't cool, why you chilling? It's so chilling, seeing us lost. Black youth dies and we're all in a fuss. On the IGs, hashtags for the loss. Then you march right back into your bus like what the
f- you would day and I would not go walk away or to just stay and make it better.
Hey! And you can be the light of the world and you can be the hope for the children and you can be the reason this whole place lit. You can be the answer that no one gets. You can be that force to reckon with, cause that beckons in more than gets the kids born to step into warmth. Heaven is a mindset, but how can you find it when you ain't dodging?
Hey. You got the light, I see the love in your eyes. Don't look surprised when it gets lit in your mind and you ain't got nothing to hide.
But I've been so blind, lost in the thick of the night, but you is my flicker of light.
I know you grind, you are here taking on time when you are the rhythm of life.
Hey daddy, you're right, I can't be losing my sight, cause I got some pennies to rise. Niggas that ride and women that stay by my side. No matter the weather, it shines, let's build up the vibes.
Step on the wave of the tides, cause you know the goddess provides.
As long as we climb, as high as our fingers will push it, then we can make love while the whole world is looking at us. The way I'm made is so major, I got every answer in me. I just gotta ask cause I walk to the danger. Open up my ears and my fears all go. See so clear, my eyelids closed. And Lord knows, I've been afraid of the dark, but that's where I found my sparking.
You can be the light, the world. You can be the hope of the children. You can be the reason it's hopeless.
Yeah. Africa.
Wagwan family, it's your brother from another motherland, Mikel Amin, aka Mikel the Energy Healer, World Changer, right here, in the flesh, in the presence, in the essence, family, on rhythm and in breath. We are here this rising to say our wonderful farewells to this wonderful podcast experience, this broadcast, this conversation from Mikel Amin to the millennial generation. The elders of the new world are the millennial generation, and the definitions, the imagination, the experience that our children and our grandchildren will have of the world is going to be led and cemented by our actions today. Not necessarily the assets, valuable things you acquire in your journey, but who you are as you take your journey. Irrespective of the inevitable roller coaster, our ascendants, our children's children's children, will always look at who we were on the journey. Who we were, how we decided to play the game, is going to be the most telling thing about every journey going forward, how you decided to play the game. Because in a world where anything is manifestable, there is no excuse not to live in your heaven. There is no excuse. And because our children's children's children, the children of 2099, they're gonna know that as an experience of life. And they're going to judge themselves based on what you laid out as a representation, knowing that they will have to live and also be accountable for the path you walked. So this conversation has been to the millennial generation, the elders of the new world. The elders of the new world. The last to really know both. The last to really live both. This message or this connection, this is for you. So we want to, yeah man, end this season. This has been amazing, amazing run. I've had so much fun. I've had so much. Yeah, just so much fun. That's all I can say. What a wonderful ride with you guys on this 4-year journey, I would say. Yeah, 2018. You know? And then this 10-year journey as World Changer. World Changer Life, and that evolution of 10 years, it's all coming to a natural close. This season, it's all coming to a natural close. And so I'm really, really grateful for that, family. Really, really grateful for that. So today, we're going to spend some time, in the game, you know what I'm saying? But knowing that this space, family, was created for the conversation of spiritual health. So I also want to make sure that in this live, we have some conversations. Let's have some conversations. So load up your questions, load up your thoughts, We'll let some tally up before we go to them in the question box. Put in the question box so it doesn't get swept away in the comments. Put it in the question box. This whole podcast was designed for conversation. So let's have it. Let's have it. I need to close that window. Let's have it. Let's have it. Ooh, I just saw something on my laptop that I gotta play. This rhythm right here. Again, this rhythm. It's so funny. This rhythm really reflects the Too High to Go Hell journey. And it was a rhythm that I put out during the incubation of this album. And it's so funny. This song taught me so much. Because basically, I was just messing around in the studio. For those of you following the journey knows, I used to spend hours and hours and hours in the studio. Sometimes on my own. Sometimes with friends. And so this song is just one of those farts. But I put it out online and it went absolutely viral. And I can't even lie, I was nearly offended. Because I'm like, oh my God. I'm here doing lyrical, spherical, miracle. You know what I'm saying? And then I just drop a little audio fart and then all of a sudden everyone around the world is playing this song. Like, what's going on? Oh my gosh, family. Oh my God. Oh man. Yeah. I take myself way too seriously, and that's one thing I've noticed. You know what I mean? I take myself way too seriously. Because again, the definitions are limited. Definitions are limited, and so you have to know your authority to expand yourself. You know? But anyway, let's get into this one. This one was not that deep. Let's go. Who remembers this?
Yeah.
It's a big tune, but I can't lie.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just farting too high on the mic. You know, like that? Too High to Go Hell. Did you hear that? This is an early song in the project.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You are listening Too High to Go Hell. I want you to listen up.
This is when I was in the process of cutting my ego. So I'm actually talking to myself.
You are just not that important to me now. You are just not that important to me now. And you are just not that important to me now. You are just not that important to me. It's not that. It's not that. It's not that. It's not that. It's not that.
Peace in, family. You done know. Family, let's load up your questions. This is the Too High to Go Hell podcast. This is the spiritual health conversation for the millennial generation. Today is the final episode of Too High to Go Hell. After this, it'll become archived and you'll be able to either keep listening to episodes on Spotify and Apple. Jump in the portal where we'll be doing master classes, master games. We'll be releasing a book on this spiritual health conversation, and we'll be releasing an album which I've been playing some songs from. We're gonna be doing that. And family, but today is the last episode of Too High to Go Hell, the spiritual health conversation for the millennial generation.
You're listening to Too High to Go Hell.
And I got to big up some of the people. Yeah. Big up everyone who sent me drops. Too High to Go Hell. That was dope. I should listen to all the dope drops. I had some dope friends do some sick drops for me as well at the beginning of this. This is dope. So yeah, family. We want to get into the conversation, family. You're done now. So again, let's end it how we was going on. Let's do some questions. We do question time. We're only 18 minutes in, so we're going to get it in today. You're done, though.
What's up? What's happening? You are listening to the Midnight Podcast with Mikel Amin. And we are Too High to Go Hell. John!
What's up? It's your boy, Orlando, here in Los Angeles. You already know what time it is. Out here listening to my boy, Mikel Amin, Too High to Go Hell. The Midnight Podcast.
Hey. Togozani, this is Coco Dineo. You are listening to Too High to Go Hell, the Midnight Podcast.
This is Ola. You might remember me from such fitness DVDs as Shaku in Nature, as well as the bonus DVD, Shaku's at Altitude. You're listening to the Too High to Go Hell Midnight Podcast with Mikel Amin. He's keeping his Shaku's on the beat.
Yes, come on.
Hi, I'm Kyla Fry, and I'm being the change we want to see by tuning into Too High to Go Hell, the Midnight Podcast.
Easy.
Hi, I'm Kyla Fry.
Easy. Yeah, man, let's get into something. Let's get into something now. Alright, cool, let's go. Dope question. What were your intentions for Too High to Go Hell when it started and now it's complete? How closely has it matched them? Sick question. Amazing. My intentions for Too High to Go Hell. My intentions were really about me. I wanted to just have a safe space to explore spiritual health. Or a safe space to really... spiritual health even sounds too nice. It was just a safe space to just fully submit myself to the truth that wanted to emanate from me, the truth about my journey, the truth about what it is that I'm here to do, the truth about what it is that I want to express, the truth about my character, the truth about what I'm capable of, the truth about what I need to work on, the truth about, like, I just wanted a space to just submit and look at it all, you know, like, again, you know, when we do these plant medicine ceremonies, you know, it's that look within, you know, they make you go within yourself, and it's very dark, You know, it can get ugly. It can be quite peaceful once you, you know, once you go through the chaos within and you lose, you go through that tug of war with your ego, and then you somehow vibrate past that, and it's a bit scary because you're like, oh my God, how's this gonna feel? How's this gonna navigate back? And then you get this sense of peace when you reach the center. That's what I wanted to be able to do. To give context, I didn't think I'd make it to this age. So I was very confused. And because I didn't think I'd make it to this age, my decision to go down this path was also about wanting to make sure that if I leave any at any moment, because I'm getting ready to leave, if any moment I die, I'm satisfied with what I've done, what I've shared, what I've said, how I've represented myself. Like, because you could go like that. Are you good with that? Once it's this, that's your record. That's your movie. That's your entire script. Like that. Everything else is speculation. So I wanted to give myself, because I didn't think I'd make it to this age. That's why I was shocked when I had my birthday. I was like, oh shit. I'm still here. The fuck? You know? When I had my birthday, I was thinking, nigga, how's that nigga? I'm here. Alright. Oh shit. Okay. So and then I remembered I have an album. I was like, oh yeah, I need to tell this part of the story. I'm not dead. So I can. Literally, so yeah, it was a journey that I went on just to be my most honest, my most truest self in the name of what I really wanted, what I want, which is heaven on earth. That's what I want. So it's like, okay, so you wanted, how much are you going to give to that? I was like, okay, I'll give myself. Best I got. That's the best I got. And so those are my intentions. How closely has it matched my intentions? Nah. It's been sick. It's been sick. I can't lie. The results of, you know, you got to think about it like this. This podcast was like the masculine to the Cesar Rojo's feminine. Do you get it? So me having this space where I'm talking and then I'm just now Cesaring it out in this space. It was like a masculine and feminine activity that I kept up side by side. This podcast started in early 2019, but I had been recording myself from 2018. You get what I'm saying? I'd been recording my conversations, my audio journaling from 2018. I'd been in the Cesar realm as well since then. And so, yeah, my intentions was to just give a raw depiction, a real journey of myself, because, yeah, that's it. That was it. That was my intentions. And I did. And, you know, to conclude it, I'm going to give, you know, people, everyone in this portal, I'm giving them access to everything. All of the audio journal, the album, the literature, the courses, the programs, the content, they're going to be able to have that, right? So that's my intention, because it's now a complete body of work. So yeah, but I'm gonna play some other songs that aren't that make up the journey of this album. Thank you for that question, bro. Anyone else have a question, please drop it in the comments. Section. Oh, what's your definition of hell? I love that question. My definition of hell is so funny. Like, hell is which I understand now, because one thing I was doing also along that spiritual health journey and the Cesar Rojo journey was studying my art since that time as well. So those are three consistent things that have been there. But my definition of hell is your state of being. Hell is how you choose to relate on this journey of life, and heaven is as well. And as soon as I understood that, it became now imperative that I use the word heaven in my own vocabulary. When I made the title for this album, Too High to Go Hell, it's because I wasn't sure about heaven. People will quickly more relate their life to hell than they would to heaven. Heaven seems too grand, too peaceful, too satisfying. Shit is good, but it ain't heaven. But how many times have you related your life to hell? Oh, I went through hell last night. Oh, hell yeah. Oh man, frick yeah, no. That's dope as hell. We easily relate with hell, you know? And so I wanted to put that same energy into my heaven vocabulary. Once I understood that heaven is just a state of being, yeah? And that's why you hear me on every podcast. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. I always say this conversation is led by the affirmation. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. Did I not say that at the beginning of every podcast? This conversation is led by the affirmation. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. So I'm having a conversation with you based on that being my law. That's where I'm talking to you from. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. So my definition of hell was the opposite of that. Another condition that I could also choose out of this right and responsibility. But if heaven was to be my right, then I needed to take responsibility for heaven in my life. And that's what this journey has really, really represented. You see what I'm saying? I wanted to be satisfied leaving the earth. I wanted to be absolutely okay with my journey, no matter what happened to it. Thank you for that question. And I wanted it to be me. Amazing. How do people get into the portal? Again, click the link in the bio, go to warohouse.com/2hadtogohell and open portal. Sign up, pay your fee. You can do it in installments or you could pay the lump sum. It doesn't matter. We're going till the end of March with this Too High to Go Hell portal. So you could go and get that right now, family. Thank you for that question. Let's go. In fact, I'm going to drop a song. I made a song. There's actually a video to it on YouTube as well. You should go check it out because this is real time. You get to, again, what I'm doing is giving you, when you get all the context from the podcast and the book and in the music, you look at the content that was being made around that time differently as well, you know? But yeah, check this one out. This one was called Real Niggas Kill Themselves. Yeah. A good thing to note is that I stopped writing in this process as well. So most of the songs are freestyle in the studio as well on this album.
Yeah. Yeah. To Too High to Go Hell.
What? Yeah. When I die, who will bury me? When I die, who will bury me? Yo. When I die, who? Yo. Real niggas kill themselves. Real niggas kill themselves. Real niggas cure themselves. Give me that shovel, give me that blade, whoa. Give me
shovel, give me that spade, yeah. Give me that gravel, give me that blade. I'ma die for my everything. Get high for my everything. What? New life for my everything, yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling like I wasn't scoring. Feeling like my life's a mess. It's so trash, it's so boring. I've been banished to this hellish thinking. Mellow drinking, devil singing gospels in my head. Blowing kisses at my death. I want cash, I want cars, I want money and vagina. I want this, I want that. Give me major, I ain't minor. Every pleasure ain't a measure till it's resting at my feet. Every night I'm on my knees, hoping God hears me. Like, Lord, if I die tonight, Lord, if I die tonight, bury me in titties. Bury me in titties. Bury me in titties. Niggas kill themselves. Yeah. Real niggas kill themselves. What? Huh. Real niggas heal themselves. Yeah. Yeah. I said, real niggas kill themselves. What? What? Cha. Look. Give me that shovel, give me that spade. What? Give me that gravel, give me that grave. Yeah. Give me that shovel, give me that spade, nah. Give me that gravel, give me that grave. I'ma die for my everything, yeah. Get high for my everything, huh. New life for my everything. Hey, I was in lust with your body, day in and out, you trouble me. When them tick tick pop, that's double D's. Now this stick in your mouth, that's double D, double D. I was praising the Lord in your body. Like, boy, them holy waters all over me, yeah. In the darkness, thunder and lightning plays. And it's in the morning, she told me, rise again. Come again, I think I'm ready to you. I'm a racket, I'm a rocket, blast it off, yeah, there ain't no stopping. I'm about to back it, I'm about to back it, yeah. I'm about to back it, about to back it. Look, I'm in the spirit, I'm in the spirit. No, there ain't no limit, yeah, there ain't no limits. No, I'm about to back it, I'm about to back it, yeah. I'm about to back. Hey! I've been looking to travel, triple back. Going deep in my mind, I'm talking triple black. When I meet what I find, I'm trying to ripple that. Knowing this world is changing, I ain't trying to sit on that. Who has spirit prayers unless I'm double days? Yeah, they go ahead and they will meet you there. On a, in the darkness, thunder and lightning plays. Now this in the morning, they tell you as a game. Come again, I think you're ready for love. Give me that shovel, give me that spade, war. Give me that gravel, give me that grave, yeah. Give me that shovel, give me that grave, war. Give me that gravel, give me that grave. I'ma die for my everything. Get high for my everything, war. New life for my everything. Real niggas heal themselves. Real niggas cure themselves. Real niggas kill themselves. Yeah. Real niggas resurrect. What? Resurrect, huh? Yeah.
Peace and life and love. Just know that, you know, the creator is inside of you, the seer is inside of you, the prophet is inside of you, the healer is inside of you. And you know, it's time to wake up to who you really are, because nobody's coming to save you. No one's going to drop from the sky. If anyone drops from the sky, they're here to receive you. So, rise and shine, my brothers and sisters. The inner work ain't easy, but it's necessary, and it will be worth it.
Santi Sana.
No family. That was mad. That was real niggas kill themselves. Mad thing. Mad thing. Mad thing. Mad thing. Oh man. I love the musical journey, family. It's the most honest one on the planet, family. This is why we love our music artists. You know what I mean? Can't even call them music artists, man. They're Chezajis. That's who they are. That's who they are. Another one of my intentions that I had in the beginning of this journey was, I'm here to redefine myself. I'm not playing this game like anybody else. I don't care which box I fit in. I don't care which being I remind somebody of. I'm not playing it like no one. I'm not playing it like nobody. And so I was like, yeah, I love music. I do music. Music is me. That's my true gift. But I'm not about to sit in that box, because people are going to miss the point. I'm going to miss the point. More importantly, I'm going to miss the point. So yeah, big up the Wachezaji. Our spiritual players, man, who make beauty from the dark. They show us how to cultivate beauty from the darkness. That's a spiritual player right there. They know the light. They know the dark, and they ain't scared to jump on both sides. Inside! Being in the shadow at Portal feels like an adventure of self-discovery. I've given no fucks about pulling back so many layers of my perceived identity to get the real me. Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you. Let's get into some questions as well then. Man said, drop a jewel network. Which episode do you remember the community relating to the most? Thanking you for. I don't know. That's mad, because you remember, this is like every day for the last few years. But I would say the one that sticks out the most is when I talk about sexuality. When I talk about sexuality and my approach to sexuality, even when I've approached topics like the LGBTQ, topics like homosexuality, topics like polygamy, polyamory, topics like everything to do with sexuality, that always gets a leading response. And it's always a response that I don't expect. Do you get what I'm saying? It's always a response that I don't expect. It's always an amazing response, but one that I don't expect, and from the people that it comes from. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You know, often the people that I'm addressing within my podcast, they're the ones who actually thank me. So if I'm talking about white people, they're the ones coming up to me saying, yo, that's real shit. If I'm talking about gay people, a lot of them have come up to me privately and be like, yo, I relate what you're saying. I fucking never, ever pieced it together like that. So, you know, often for me, when I'm spitting these things, you know, there's a thing like, you know, you don't want to offend people. You don't want to, I say I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but I quite enjoy that. I quite enjoy doing that sometimes. But generally, I don't. When I'm in my game, I do. But when most times, I don't. But so, but it's yeah. A lot of people. So the response around sexuality has been amazing, which has been dope, which has been important as well, because that's been important an important part of my journey. You know, in fact, sexuality really, and the expression of it, and the guidance of it, has really led this entire thing. Like, keeping it on a 1-1-1. It's sexuality. It's really guided and led this entire thing. You know? And not the necessarily, not necessarily the subject matter in the music or the podcast, should I say, but the decision making in terms of, you know, what I focus on, or how I channel, or why Cesarojo became so important, you know, became imperative. It's something that I did, but once I discovered the science of what was going on in Cesarojo, I was like, okay, I need a dedication to this, because this is helping me experience myself in a whole new world. It's mad. So yeah, I remember a lot, always around sexuality. Those are the ones that people come and chat to me about personally. You know what I mean? And I get DM'd about and stuff like that. from everybody. Yeah, man. You're done. Thank you. Fam, you drop them questions. You know what time it ain't. We're doing up questions today. This is the last episode. So big up everybody. Which episode do you have the fondest memory of? Ooh. Which episode do I have the fondest memory of? Yo, that's 2019 all the way to now, you know. I can't pick out any in particular. But I genuinely enjoy the episodes where I have my revelations live on camera. I enjoy the episodes where there's banter in the comments. I enjoy the comment section, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I used to fear would throw me off, but I actually enjoy it. It's really fun. And then actually bouncing off of things that are said in the comments and us going down these rabbit holes together. Like, yeah, those episodes where the comments are just lit. And we're all having like moments like from a conversation. I love that when it's almost like there's no one here, but I can feel us all in the game. Yeah, those are the ones. Or we've done random shit, like be outside and stuff like that. Yeah. Those have been lit. Alright, let's go. What has been the most challenging topic you've been asked about or discussed? Woo! Challenging topic been asked about or discussed. I would say, I don't know about asked about, but I would say it's the same topics that people end up DMing me about. Sexuality has been the hardest for me to discuss because it's the one that most affects me. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Not most. Yeah, most. Especially in this period. Before, it would have been all the other stuff. Like me, I could talk about white supremacy and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I could talk about, you know, the laws or economics or whatever black power subject you want to come with. The sexuality one, because I'm in the game. I'm learning. I'm like... Because I'm like, oh, that's the one. Fuck what the world's trying to do to you. Can you control your sex, Ruby? That will determine that's going to be the winner and loser at the end of the day. Nothing else is stopping you. So it's been the most difficult because the thing about me is if I carry shame or guilt, I can't talk. I can't do my rhythm. When I'm speaking, I'm not speaking. I'm opening myself up to channel based on me connecting with my logic, with rhythm. You get what I'm saying? The rhythm. But if I have shame, I can't do that. If I have guilt, I can't do that. Because then I go in my head and it cuts off that channel. There's no guilt or shame on the rhythm. The rhythm is beyond you. It's beyond all of us. Does that make sense? So if I have shame and guilt within myself, even within my body, even within areas that... You know, if I'm uncomfortable in any kind of way, if it becomes about me personally, then I can't download. So when I know, well, not when I notice that me doing spiritual health every day and Cesar Rojo every day for the last 4 years has made me go, oh, that's the rhythm. So that's how you get in the game. So the sexuality one, I couldn't be in my head. But it felt difficult, especially in the initial stages when we'd go, because, you know, once you open up that box, we could go anywhere with that conversation. And so for me, again, I had to remain objective to myself to be able to have that conversation. And in that, I was able to now present myself with solutions. Because when you hear yourself affirm something and hear yourself say shit back, you're like, well, you know now, it came out of your own mouth, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It just came out of you. That's the, you know what I'm saying? You can't say I didn't hear, I didn't take notes. It's like, you resonated that answer. You resonated that answer. You know what I mean? And I was able to do that because of the back and forth with you guys. Because when you, the thing about it is, when you show up greater for other people, that's just natural. Because you can see them, you can see their pain. You can't see your own pain. You can't look in your own eyes. You can't, like, see your deformity. That's reflection only does that. But you can see it in someone else. So we often give more to other people. So the fact that people were asking me these questions, I'm like, I have to now remove my ego and allow that to channel, because they need it. I know I need it, but they need it. And I can see that they need it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, which has been amazing. Which has been amazing. And I'm so happy that we've gone down this journey. But, you know, there haven't been necessarily... And then the nuances within sexuality. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, when I approach topics such as transgender, so approach topics such as, polygamy or polyamory, talked about homosexuality, or all of these different things, the nuances of sexuality and the variant experiences of it today, for me to be able to give a point of view that reference my art, that was a beautiful challenge. And I'm like, yeah, I'm very, very happy with what's come out of that, approaching those challenges, man. So that was dope. And even being able to really lay into the truth of who we are and our role as quote-unquote black people or people of nature, really lay into that without having the need to bash white people. You get what I'm trying to say? Your beauty shouldn't be based on someone else's ugliness. Your beauty should be just based on how much you can see of yourself. And so this journey hasn't been about, you know me, I don't talk about white supremacy and all that shit. Like, only I make references to it only based on something I'm telling us. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And using the language that people like to masturbate over. I'm trying to tell us something. And I'm trying to tell me something. You get what I'm saying? So those have been, it's been really amazing to create a new narrative around that conversation as well. Yeah? So I'm very, very, very pleased with that. Someone said, what's your most toxic trait? I like, ooh, I don't know. What's my most toxic trait? My most toxic trait. But I'm healthy. I'm a healthy person. I'm very healthy, man. I'm very healthy. But what has the potential to tip the scales, which makes something toxic? You know? I like sugar. I like sugar. Someone bought me. I produce. So in the background, I've been producing music for theatre. So I produced some music for. do some music for Alithia and Akeem's theatre, music, dance theatre production in Sadler's Wells. Long story short, she bought me some chocolates as a thank you, and I didn't realize. Well, I did realize, but I've never been gifted chocolates like that. You know what I'm saying? Other than Mr. Blue, shout out Mr. Blue. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, I was like, damn, I love chocolate. Like, for real, for real. So sugar's one of them. So obviously, I have an Ital diet, and one of my personal laws, which I've been actually going against this winter, I just want you lot to know that, since we're keeping it 100. One of my personal laws is if something says sugar on it, I don't eat it, because I love sugar. And so my rhythm is to get sugar from all the natural sugars. So I eat a lot of dried fruits, mangoes, all of that shit. So I don't drink, I don't eat chocolate with sugar in it, blah, 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 blah. Or Chris or whatever. That's my thing, but that's been abused. Christmas came and I'm like, yo, you see the sugar? I want it here, I want it here, I want it everywhere. It's shadow season. We need something to get us through, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, yeah, sugar. I like sweet things. I like sweet things, you know. Yeah. I like sweetness. I'm a sweet boy. You know what I mean? So, I like sweetness. So, yeah, I don't know. I could mark that as a potentially dangerous thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen what it could do. Big up Layla Africa. Because it was his books, Nutricide, that I read when I was like 17. I read that Nutricide book and I was like, okay, well, there's no more white sugar, no more white bread, no more white pasta, no more white... Yeah, no, I'm joking. You know what I'm saying? But like, I literally got rid of everything, all the unnatural foods. Like, so I started this journey when I was like 17. You know what I mean? And I think that saved my life. Because man, I'm out here with the sugar cane. Yeah. Okay, cool. How do you know when something has come to an end? Why end the podcast now? Because, bro, the same rhythm. Speaking of rhythm, let's switch up the rhythm in the back. Because the same. Ooh. The same rhythm that began the podcast, the same call. Like, if I'm being real with you, I've transcended this space. I just need to conclude it. My birthday, like I said, I'm just being honest. I didn't think I'd live to see this age. And so when I had a birthday and I'm seeing my last 10 years in front of me, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm here. And then I was like, oh, okay, well I need to give and present this album. Cause I kind of just shelved it as like, you know, we're done with that, you know. So I need to give this album, and I need to give, and it felt like, oh, this is 10 years of World Changers. This album is like almost like what I found out in the last 10 years. Even though I'm speaking to Two Had to Go Hell is a reflection of the World Changer journey, it's almost like me now putting it into a curriculum. So I've done it. And there's this music that goes along with it to let people know exactly where my mental space has been trying and go on this journey. So, but I'm not in that space. I can feel my transition. I'm not in the space I was when I made Real Niggas Kill Themselves, but I think that's a phenomenal song and I'm so happy I made it. This is another thing about the journey. I'm so glad for that period of time because It was weird. Sometimes the darkest period in your life, when you really look back of it, is one of the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't exactly having a bad time either. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, I was just dealing with a lot in terms of self. So, but I'm not in that space. I'm in a different energetic space and I can feel it. And so, yeah, we got to end that podcast. We got to put a full stop on it. That's also something that I'm not good at doing. My toxic trait is not completing shit. It's not finishing shit. I'm like, oh, I'm done with that. Okay, we keep moving. You know what I'm saying? I don't even close the door. I don't put a cap on it. And I nearly did that with this. I'm going to be real with you. I nearly did that. I woke up and I was like, oh, we're ending the podcast. And I nearly just didn't come on the podcast. Shout out Nee. Big up Nee. Because I would have just ended it in my head and not finished. Real talk. Because that's my toxic trait. Yeah, I'll just cut out. Oh, we're done. Okay. Just click and keep moving. But no, I think it's important that we close it and we allow, yeah, the conclusion to be felt and all of that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, just relating with that energy, I thought it was time to do that. We ending the illusion. The illusions have come to an end. We now go into the portal.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
All the time, family, you don't know.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Thank you for coming on this journey with me. And we've only just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment. Yeah. Peace in, family. We got a bit of time. Get some questions if you want to. If you want to, you can put some questions in if you want to. Don't front you, know you want to. Become heaven in and out, you know you want to. Don't front to, if you want to. Keep two-stepping if you really, really want to. You ain't got a front, no, you ain't got a stunt for no one. You can really, really get it on for the one that we are all connected to. So show me the best in you. I said never ever front, never ever stunt on yourself. Just go out there and win for yourself. Take care of your health, take care of your wealth. Go out there, just stay winning for yourself. I said put in that work, getting that dirt. Make something grow that you never have heard of. This is your decision, ladies and gents, this is your decision. I thank you for your ears and taking time to listen, but this is your decision. It's the end of the illusion. Swear down, it's the end of the illusion. I hope you don't get it confusing, but it's the end of the illusion. We're at the end of the illusion. We're at the ending of the illusion. We're at the ending of the illusion. We're at the ending of the illusion. I said illusion, illusion, illusion. The end of the illusion. Today I'm proving what is really, really like. Today I'm proving what is really, really right. Today I'm showing what is really, really love. Today I'm showing what is really, really up. What's really, really down. What's really, really going on. Every time I wake up in the morning and I'm harding on. Yeah, I'm getting it in. Yeah, I'm giving it life. Yeah, I'm doing it right. Yeah, I'm doing it right. Yeah, I'm up in the life. Yeah, I'm up in the life. Yeah, I'm up in the life. Yeah, I'm up in life. Yeah, see, I'm up in the game. Yeah, I'm busting the flame. Yeah, I'm going to aim. Yeah, I'm going the same. Yeah, I'm going so A. Yeah, I'm going so A. Gonna be, it's the great. Gotta be in the great. Gotta be in the champ. Good at being the love. Good at being the one. Good at being with one. Good at being with one. Good at being with one. Good at being the one. Good at being the one, good at being with one. Yeah, it's the end of the illusion. Right now, it's the end of the. Get a drum or some, now get a drum or some bass. Get a drum or some, get a drum or some, get a drum or some bass. Are we in the place, family? You done know it. Family, I'm gonna see you lot next week, Friday. At the Too High to Go Hell sermon. This is the end of the podcast, but the portal is going to be open until the end of March. If you want to sign up to be a part of this journey, family, and own a piece of this legacy, then head to the link in my bio right now, sign up for the portal and get access to everything we got coming out this season, family. We're gonna end this right. I've set the intentions. We spoke our truths. Nice time to conclude, family. We gotta do the work, man. There's a whole new level to this work, man, that has to get done right now. So I think we're ready. You get what I'm saying? We're ready for the game, family. And we set out. Are you in the game though? Peace in. thank you. Asanti sana na kumaisha watu wa roho. I'll give you one more of these. Let's do one more of these. Family, if you can, come meet me next Friday. Next Friday, come meet me. Peace in. Peace in. This is gonna be my peekaboo with my baby. Like, peace in. Peace in. Nakumaisha watu wa roho. Peace in. Love out. Asante sana, family. Asante sana. Yeah. Let this live. Let it live, man. Peace in. Thank you. Much love. Let's rewind the tape, man. That's gonna be a fucking tape. Don't worry, family. We got music to come out. Sharing music now from this journey, the audio journal. If you're in the portal, you can look forward to hearing some music from the Too High to Go Hell, some audio journal, some unreleased stuff. And next week, we do our first sermon, and we're gonna close out this season. We're gonna close it out properly, yeah, because we're done, man. It's a new world, I told you. It's a new world. So yeah, let's get it in. Let's get it in.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
It's not that deep. Woo!
Here we go!
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Podcast. Or should I say, The Midnight Podcast. Or should I say, Dreamcast.
Hi, my name's Mikhail. I believe in paradise. Yes, heaven to me is nothing but a living experience projected through the energy of thought and intention. But with 7.5 billion people on Earth, with 7.5 billion brains and an insurmountable amount of thoughts and intentions, how do we truly create a paradise in this seemingly hellish existence? To me, it's simple. Take complete responsibility for your own thoughts, intentions, and transactions. Those are the first steps to creating the reality you desire to live.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch it. It's not easy. The mind might be a dark place. But that's what I